What can I do for you? Beautiful day today, huh? Gorgeous day. Jeez.
Looks like you had to separate the guys a little bit at the end. DeMontre getting all...
Oh, that's a little tired, a little irritated. Not much to it.
Is Mosley's back the bigger concern than...
I hope not, but I don't know anything. I mean, I know he was at the doctor today.
Do we have any idea at this point of how long we're looking with him?
No. Nope.
What about Brewer? I mean, he's been out for a while now, too. Kind of the same thing.
Thought he'd be back this week, but he's at the doctor as well.
Getting short on numbers on the line. Do you need more bodies going forward, you think?
I don't know if it's bodies. We need the guys that we have back. And we're not going to find any new people anywhere, I don't think.
How much of a load can Jerry take?
He can go a good half, sure. Maybe more. This was a nice day to be out there working. He seemed to do okay today.
Tom, have you finalized whether Eli and the starters are going to play a series?
They're going to play. Yeah, they're going to play a little bit.
Two series?
We'll see. Yeah. 15, maybe. 18, something like that.
Is it
a long way to a Monday night game.
Do you find any correlation between preseason success? I mean, you guys have probably looked at this, between the actual success you have in games and what carries over to the regular season?
The only thing that matters is the regular season. What is important about preseason is improvement, production, you know, feeling like people are in the right spot, and that's the only thing I can attest to.
You said it's a long way to Monday night's game, but has this summer seemed very long given the five games?
No, I didn't, you know, coming in I thought maybe it was, but, you know, when you look at the number of practices, I don't think so. We needed the work. We needed to be out here together, too.
Do you know any update on Odell? Nothing.
I don't know anything on that. I'm afraid to speculate because whenever you do that, it doesn't seem like it works out. So I just wait to be told.
Jernigan made a couple of catches in that last drive there. I mean,
out here, you mean? Today?
Out here today, yeah. And also in the game, yeah. A couple. I know you were upset the week before about the one you didn't catch. I mean, yin yang with him kind of thing?
No, I mean, he's, you know, we would like for him to be exactly what he was at the end of the season, at the beginning of the season, and then get better from there. So that's what we're hoping.
Is playing on the outside something that he had to sort of get used to? Maybe it seems like he was, you know, playing a lot of slot before.
Well, you got to start out on the outside. I mean, depends on the formation, obviously, and not what the personnel is, but that position has always started on the outside and then gone to the slot when it's called for. But
do you think his skills fit best for either one of those spots?
He's very fast. He's very quick. And his skill set has shown both on the outside and on the inside. You know, he ran by somebody today, too, on the outside.
How much does physicality sort of play into the outside role, though? And how important is that for an outside receiver?
Well, it can be beneficial, but again, you have to be able to pick and choose what you're asking him to do, whether he's outside or inside. Some people that play out there are not as quick as he is.
The one you mentioned, you said he ran by somebody. Is that the one that on the left sideline?
Yeah.
But he doubtless he did not catch that ball, did he?
No, but he was there. He was in position.
What sense, Tom, do you get for how frustrated Odell is?
Oh, I think he's very frustrated. I think he's, you know, his whole personality is held within check because he's not able to do the things that he wants to do.
How frustrating is it for you?
He and I are both of our personalities are held within check.
Tom, are you just assuming he's not going to play on Thursday, Odell?
He's not going to play on Thursday. Have you seen him practice? How about practicing before you play?
You
started the spring with the open competition at tight end. You have six guys, you know, out here on the field. Are you any closer to establishing a pecking order?
I really think that there will be a group of guys that will play, that will help us in different situations. and try to be matched up according to the circumstance. I think that's the way it's going to go. Because I think there's a lot of roles for that spot.
Is the gap between 1 and 6 close or maybe close?
I think it's very close. I think some days it's very difficult to, you know, to see what who has done what better than someone else.
How much is that what you expected out of that group, or did you think that somebody...
That was the expectation, was that the two young guys would develop and grow, and the two veteran players would be stabilizers and do the things that they've done well.
So the plan all along was to sort of use a tight end by committee then? Like, is that what you're...
It's not necessarily what the plan was, but the plan has evolved to that where people can be utilized for their skills in different ways.
Some of Eli's plays the other night kind of looked a little bit like the old offense. I don't know whether that was by design or not, or if even that was the case, but is there a chance that there can be a little bit of a melding between what he has been successful at doing in the old offense with what he is doing now?
Oh, certainly. Yeah, no question about that. Yeah. And when it's all said and done, it's football, you know, and, you know, whatever you call, if it's a three-step game, whatever you call it is one thing. But someone on the outside identifying it would look at it and say, gee, I've seen that play before. So, I mean, that's basically where you are. There's a lot of detail involved, which you're not going to know what it's about and recognize adjustments and so on and so forth. But much of what you see could be easily attributed to. But that's to be expected.
Tom, when you have a player in camp, I'm thinking of Fells and Parker, who are out of football completely for a year, do you see that in them? Or you know, how hard is it?
Well, you may have seen that in the spring. Mm-hmm. Not so much now. They've been at it for a while.
Yeah. So it comes back to them pretty quickly generally?
Well, yeah, you better. Yeah. Or they wouldn't be this far in camp.
What did you think of Fells in that last game? He looked like he had some success, particularly blocking the ball was open maybe a couple times if it wasn't spotted.
Well, he's a pretty steady guy. I mean, that's the best I can say. He knows what to do. He was effective on some of the plays you're describing or reaching for. So I think he did a pretty good job.
One more question so we can go.
Schwartz down in Carolina.
He is, yep.
You hoping for some clarity tomorrow?
Just waiting to hear. I hope hoping for the best.